Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines for the Mayo Clinic News Network. Here's some news about peripheral arterial disease, or PAD. Lots of people have it, and it happens when vessels to your limbs narrow, restricting blood flow. A major symptom is pain when walking. Well, new research from Johns Hopkins University suggests that compared to open bypass, stenting keeps circulation flowing longer in some patients. They say people who have stents placed to open clogged leg arteries are less likely than those who have conventional bypass surgery to need a second treatment within 2 years. Stents are much less invasive than standard surgery, which remains the gold standard treatment for PAD. Researchers are hopeful that further study will confirm the advantage their study shows for the stents, and this was published in the Journal of Vascular Surgery. And in other news, the recent suspensions of high-profile Major League Baseball players has raised a lot of questions about performance-enhancing drugs. HGH, or human growth hormone, is one substance that's found its way into the headlines. Now, HGH is produced naturally in the body. It's there to help children grow, but diminishes in the bloodstream as we age. Some have even tried to slow the aging process with synthetic HGH injections. Now, because the hormone can temporarily increase muscle mass and help muscles recover more quickly after intense use, it's become a tempting way for professional athletes to try to gain an edge. Major League Baseball started testing for HGH last year, but according to Mayo Clinic Dr. Michael Joyner, it's still one of the easiest performance-enhancing drugs to abuse.
There are pretty good tests for anabolic steroids, testosterone, amphetamines, kind of traditional performance-enhancing drugs, but growth hormone has been very, very difficult to test for.
And Dr. Joyner says, unfortunately, HGH products are easy to get through the black market and internet. And now moving on to news about kids and conscientiousness. A study shows children who exhibit lower conscientiousness, meaning they're irresponsible, careless, not persevering, unorganized, could experience worse overall health, including obesity, as adults. The Oregon Research Institute study looked at the relationship between kids' personalities and adult health and shows a strong association between childhood conscientiousness and health status in adulthood. They say their findings will prompt more research that may lead to ways to intervene to help these kids have better habits and therefore help them grow up to be healthier and happier adults. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.